الرحيم. حرمت عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل لغير الله به. We read from the beginning of the ayat that here Allah is mentioning the various animals which are haram for us to consume, or which are halal, but due to certain circumstances they become haram. Amongst that was the maita, a dead animal, animal that dies of its own. And the fuqaha have written the main reason for that is that the blood remains within the animal. And the blood, which is very detrimental for health, so on that basis Allah Ta'ala has made it haram. For this ummah, Allah Ta'ala has made only that haram which is detrimental for us, not as a punishment. For the Bani Israel, animals were made haram on them as a punishment because of their transgression and their sin. So certain animals were made haram. Waddam, and blood, flowing blood, the famous folk, that also is made haram. That was also a custom in the days of ignorance, in the days of Jahiliyyah, that they used to collect the blood and then fry it and then eat it. So flowing blood is also haram. ولحم الخنزير. And yesterday we had discussed about the swine, the pig, and because of its evil qualities that they are in it, and those that what a person consumes, any food, that has an effect on a person. And the pig, the greed that it has in it, and its shamelessness, because of that it has been made haram. And it has been referred to particularly that the pig has been made haram. The other animals haven't been mentioned here, because normally from animals the object is to eat the meat. So on that basis this animal has been mentioned here. Now today we read وَمَا أُهِلَّ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ اور جس جانور پر نام پکارا جائے اللہ کی سوا کسی اور کا. And that animal on which anyone else's name is taken besides Allah Ta'ala. Any animal that is set free, etc., and it is made known that this animal is set free in the name of a certain item, like the days of ignorance, or in the name of any other god, or in the name of any peer, share also, then that animal also is haram until that niyat is corrected. And if it is slaughtered in the name of anyone else besides Allah Ta'ala, then that animal, though it is a halal animal, and it is slaughtered in the, when slaughtering, a person takes the name of Allah. But it is slaughtered for a certain idol, like in the days of ignorance, or it is slaughtered for any other god, or for any saint, or any person, for anything which is besides Allah Ta'ala, then that animal also becomes haram. From here we should understand that food also that we consume, there are those people that whatever food that comes in front of them, and when they start to eat, they say Bismillah. And they believe that by saying Bismillah, that food becomes halal. Though it was slaughtered wrongly, it is wrong, it is haram to eat that food. Just by saying Bismillah, it doesn't become halal. Mm. Just like slaughtering a dog, or a pig, or any other wild animal which is not permitted to be eaten. And when slaughtering, a person says Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, it doesn't make it halal. It must be for the sake of Allah, in the name of Allah. And it must be slaughtered in the name of Allah. Whatever is slaughtered or set free for anyone else besides Allah Ta'ala, such animal is not halal for consumption then. So we should be very careful of what we are consuming. To consume, we should also understand that if a person eats haram, and he knows it's haram, and he accepts I'm eating haram, it's a very, very, very big guna. But it doesn't take him out of the fold of Islam. But if a person eats haram, he knows it's haram, but he takes it as halal. Haram, he takes as halal. And he makes the haram halal. And this is not only with animals, with any other masala also, anything, a thing which is haram, to take it, make it halal, and then use it. This is extremely dangerous, and a person's iman is at stake in such a case. So we should be very, very careful with regard to all these aspects, with regard to the food that we eat. May Allah Ta'ala protect our iman, and may Allah Ta'ala safeguard our aman also, and our iman as well.
Amen.